Good morning. A beautiful start to the day across interior New York and New England with a nice-looking sunrise and comfortably cool temperatures in the 40s and lower 50s in many locations. High pressure will dominate the weather not only today but through the weekend, keeping it dry and sunny with afternoon temperatures topping out close to 80 today, tomorrow, and Sunday with comfortable humidity. That same high pressure will begin to drift off the eastern seaboard starting next week. This will open the door for more humid air to move in. Still on Monday, it looks nice in the lower 80s. Humidity creeps in Monday night, and Tuesday starts to move in full force as high temperatures reach the upper 80s, then even lower 90s with hazy sun and high humidity for Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the central and northern high plains. Strengthening south-southeasterly low-level winds during the day will aid in advecting mid-50s dew points into the central and northern high plains this afternoon. As temperatures warm into the 80s, the moistening lower levels combined with cooling aloft will yield moderate instability. The combination of increasing ascent ahead of an approaching area of energy, as well as strong destabilization from central Colorado into central Wyoming, will favor high-based thunderstorm development by mid-afternoon. These storms could intensify as they encounter greater amounts of moisture and buoyancy over the adjacent plains. Model guidance indicates winds over the lowest 1 kilometer above ground level will be backed out of the southeast, while flow in the mid-levels will be southwesterly. These wind profiles will initially favor organized multicells and a few supercells. Large hail and damaging wind gusts will be the primary severe weather threats, though low-level vertical wind shear will not be particularly strong. An isolated tornado cannot be ruled out. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Peace River, Canada, at 3:47 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Dallas, Texas, at 7:43 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. There were no daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, but four records were tied. At Arthur, Nebraska, the 96-degree temperature ties the old record set in 1952. There were three daily record lows. At Normal, Illinois, it was 45 degrees, and this is 3 degrees colder than the old record set in 2006. At Mount Washington this morning, 105 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 43 degrees with a north wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 49, 83% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.30 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Stanley, Idaho, and Kamult, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 66, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.03 inches for the month, which is 21 hundredths above normal, and 15.83 for the year, which is 77 hundredths below normal. There was one cooling degree day in Albany yesterday, for the month now 20, that's 17 below normal, and for the season 98, which is 31 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 96, set in 1988, and the record low, 42, in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight in the lower to mid-50s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly sunny, warm today with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Clear, comfortably cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, warm today, highs right around 80. Clear and comfortably cool tonight in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny and warm today with highs near 80. Clear and comfortably cool tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm in the lower 80s. More sunshine Sunday, still low humidity, warm in the lower 80s. Monday, a bit more humidity under a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s. Hazy, very warm and humid Tuesday in the upper 80s. And hazy, sun, hot, and humid Wednesday and Thursday. Highs both days in the lower 90s. Have a great weekend for WAMC. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.